This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And there are times when not moving forward and staying stuck actually feels more desirable than putting ourselves out there and failing one more time. Because failure is so painful. And so we are demotivated from taking action because we don't want to deal with that sense of one more failure. So today we're going to tap for those times where we would rather be stuck than to take action and help us to move to a place where we can actually take action. Tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. And as we move from tapping point to tapping point, just simply repeat after me. There is a part of me that would rather be stuck. There is a part of me that would rather stay exactly where I am than have to deal with the fact of one more failure. I hate failure. Failure is painful. Failure is overwhelming. Failure is disappointing. Failure sucks the life out of me. And so there's a part of me that doesn't want to move. There's a part of me that doesn't want to take action. It just wants to sit right here and keep things exactly the way they are. Because if they stay how they are, it's predictable, it's manageable, and I don't have to deal with the burden of failure. I don't have to deal with the overwhelm of failure. I give myself permission to recognize the fact that failing at something is not the end of the world. That failing at something is not the end. Failure can be painful and instructive. Failure can be overwhelming and the starting point for something new. Failure can be too much, and not everything all at once. Failure is a possibility. Disappointment is a possibility. But I give myself permission to move forward in such a way to know that failure isn't the end. Failure doesn't define me. And I know risking the possibility of failure is worth it because what is gained when I don't?